Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Jenny's Uncensored Pennies. In our previous episode, we went over the Sunday scaries and how that brings anxiety to people when the weekend finishes and they have to go to work the next day, or they are so worried about what's to come that work week. So I wanted to branch off of that conversation and talk a little bit about weekend anxiety syndrome. Yes, people, there's such a thing when you worry about the weekend and you really want to make the most of it. You want it to be relaxing, fun, productive, just worried about not doing the stuff that you need to do, right? Which is self-care, resting, disconnecting, less phone, more nature. More beach. It could be anything, really. Anything other than work. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the research that I did. I just wrote down a couple points and I'll just briefly go over them. So don't let your w weekend go to waste. Social media often disrupts our ability to be present and increases our fear of missing out. And I think that is so true because when we see social media, like when we're on Instagram and we see people out there having fun, going on vacation, living the quote unquote good life, it brings us a little bit of like, dang, are we really making the most out of our weekend? Why aren't I in Europe or why aren't I on vacation or at the beach, etc.? So social media, I feel like has a lot to do with our anxiety because it's only showing like the cool parts of life, the good, the really high, the high points of people's lives where, we start comparing ourselves to others, right? So yeah, that's a little piece of where the anxiety is coming from. Also, we tend to put a lot of pressure on ourselves to make the most out of our weekend. I know I do, especially because I have a side hustle, which is DJing. And yeah, like I need to make the most of my weekend. So like take care of the stuff that I need to do before my gigs. I need to prep. I need to get all my equipment ready. I need to make sure everything is aligned. Make sure I'm obviously spending time with Jennifer, my girlfriend. I have to be a boyfriend. But also, once I get to the gig, I have to be on point. And so leading up to the gig on the weekend, like I get like this rush of increasing anxiety and gets stronger and stronger up to, once I arrive to the location of my gig, get everything set up, and then, it kind of fades away. So yeah, I mean, like I put a lot of pressure on myself because I offering a service, disc jockey, and, I want to not only make the most of it, but also make sure that my client or whoever I'm DJing for has a great experience and that I'm also, putting out a good product. So weekend anxiety syndrome. But yeah, so the things that I try to do to limit my anxiety is, like I said earlier, for sure, disconnecting from social media, putting my phone away, making sure I am present. I'm trying to be present more. It's a little bit harder when, you're doing a side hustle and it requires you to be on your phone or it requires you to do research, learn about something. Yeah, like I feel like I'm constantly consumed on trying to make myself better, but in doing that, it's kind of like doing the opposite. It's affecting me. It's like giving me more more pressure, more anxiety, and just I have to be like a more aware of that, and I am guilty for that. I will say that. But let's see, a coping mechanism that most of us can try for weekend anxiety is to allow some time for just being instead of doing. So what that means, just be on the couch, be on the beach, be present, be with people you care about, be in the moment. Don't worry about work. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. Obviously, it's easier said than done, but practice being instead of doing. And I think that's pretty powerful. We can relieve our weekend anxiety by enjoying ourselves more during the week. So enjoying ourselves during the week, doing the things that we need to do during the week, kind of spread it out over the week instead of, focusing everything on the weekend, just so it doesn't feel like you cram so much on the weekend. And no one likes feeling, overwhelmed on the weekend, especially when there's so much to do. And if you take time to do more of the things you love during the week, including after work, then the weekend won't hold all the pressure to deliver good times. So that basically re reiterates what I just said. But yeah, that's basically it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to ask. This was my first episode alone. It's kind of weird not having Jen around. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Feel free to follow me at Instagram at DJ Adam Herrera and follow Jennifer at Jenny's underscore pennies. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good one. Take care. Peace.